Good afternoon, everybody. It is Angie Atkinson, and I'm here all by myself today to talk with you about NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and how we can use it in narcissistic abuse recovery. Dana is not here today, and we do not have Lise with us as she had another appointment. So you'll see Lise and I together on Friday. So I am just going to go ahead and jump right in, just in case there's some issue with the chat. I'm going to type in there because I know sometimes it doesn't open up until we get started. Hey, Chris. So here we are. What we are going to talk about is, like I said, NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. I'm going to let my admin moderator team, I'm all over the place today. Share the information in the chat below to make sure that you all know how to get in touch from here on out or to stick with me here. So we're just going to jump right into pattern interrupts. So for those of you who are new around here, these pattern interrupts come from NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. It's kind of a science, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about basically why they're so effective. And then we're going to talk about a few of them that you can try yourself at home. And then we're just going to jump right into the chat. So I think because of the fact that we have all been gaslighted so often and so regularly sort of abused and manipulated and psychologically destroyed in various ways, the pattern interrupt, it helps a lot because we end up forming habits. And some of our habits are good, like, you know, getting up out of the bed in the morning and making the bed and putting clothes on and brushing your teeth and whatnot, those automatic behaviors, those are positive, right? But when we go through, I mean, everyone has negative habits, negative patterns they go through. But for us, they might be, one of mine is when I get stressed out, I immediately just kind of just start to dissociate, even right now, even after years of being healed. So I think one of the ways that I find, you know, another negative habit might be that I find myself doing this all the time. You know, if I catch myself thinking negative thoughts, I think that's an automatic pattern. I need to change that. So I'm going to share with you the first pattern interrupt right now. And I've talked about it before. This is something I've used for years. And it's basically where, let me make sure that you guys can hear me. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So basically that one works to where I say an affirmation to myself. And I have the same one. I use the same one all the time because it's a slightly longer sentence. And so by having memorized this sentence and then having to kind of pull back in the back of my head to pull the sentence out to myself, it shifts my perspective and also the way I'm thinking. And then I say to myself, I now cancel that thought and replace it with this affirmation of my true divine desire. And that's my automatic go-to whenever I start feeling negative thoughts, right? Now you might have a different sentence to use, but come up with some affirmation that helps you stay focused or stay positive or just shift your mood, shift your mind. That's one way you can do the pattern interrupt. Another pattern interrupt you might use is to stand up out of your chair, move into a different room of the house, or go outside, walk around the house, whatever. Even leave and go to, you know, pick up some food somewhere or go shopping, anything to just kind of get you out of the space that you're in. That's another pattern interrupt. Or maybe you want to try taking a bath or a shower. A cold shower or a cold bath, even though that's going to be a little painful at times, that is something that will help also with the polyvagal thing, which is the vagus nerve system, or the vagus nerve itself and everything that's connected to that. I'm not going into all the details, but you can check my videos if you are interested, or queenbeing.com on all the details of that. But that is basically the vagus nerve is connected to most of your major systems in your body. And if you do something like get a cold shower or take a, you know, singing, humming helps, a number of things. We'll talk about that another day. All right. any form of physical self-care is also a really good way to do a pattern interrupt. So maybe brushing your hair, brushing your teeth, washing your hands, you know, anything that kind of brings you back into your body in the moment, basically. And then another one that I like is people, you know, I didn't make this one up. I heard this one from one of you guys one time, and it's a really good one. People have said, suggest, you know, counting all the things of the same color in a room, right? So like, for example, this room has a lot of bright colors on the walls and on the windows. So maybe I would count all the yellow things or all the red things or whatever it was, right? And I can't see that behind me, but the rest of the room has a lot of colors. Anyway, so things like that can help to just, again, because it's kind of accessing a different part of your brain in a way and kind of shifting the way you're thinking. And the last one I'm going to share with you before I explain why these work is to, this one actually, I just recently did a short on, you may have seen it, but it's where you move three parts of your body and then you, and then you shift from there, right? So in the short that I did, I think I moved my eyes and my nose, my mouth. Anyway, but you can obviously move other parts of your body. Okay. So the reason why these work, if you think about this and you think about number one, how, if you've ever been telling a story, right? And you're telling a story, you've told it 1,000 times, you're maybe at a party and somebody comes up and interrupts your story. And you know this story backward and forward because you've, again, told it 1,000 times, but then somebody comes up and interrupts and you listen to whatever they have to say. And then you go, kind of say, what was I saying in that moment where you can't remember what you were talking about? Is your opportunity for pattern interrupt. Another, because what happens, it's kind of like a temporary amnesia. Another way you can think of it is, you know, if you are driving down the street and you drive this way every single day, but one day a tree falls in your path, right? Now your pattern is interrupted. That's a very obvious large one, but I had another one that I can't remember. So we're just gonna move on. That's what I get for not having good notes. Anyway, so I'm just going to jump right into the chat and answer a few questions. I do have a slightly shorter time than usual today because I was trying to wait for my partner to get back with me. So Francis, hello, Huffle Mom, thank you for being here. And Jack, you as well, my mod squad in the house. Joe, hey, Joe, welcome back, my friend. Let's see, Misfit is in the house. Hello, hello, Misfit bassist. I know somebody who's really into the Misfits. All right, let's see here. And Melissa, hello, hello. Bonnie and Jack, okay. All right, we're getting that. Hello, Jacques. Oh, Jackie, sorry, Jackie. Woo, I just got new glasses too. You'd think I'd do better than this. All right, everybody. So if you have used pattern interrupts before, let me know. If you have not, let me know that too. Okay. Jack says that he has submerged his head in cold water and to activate the mammalian diving reflex. It's like a system reboot. I could totally see that. It is crazy the significant change it has. Another thing that I find to be highly effective for both pattern interrupting as well as changing my mood is music. And I like to put it on, now don't get me wrong, every morning, okay. Every morning when I get up, at the point at which I make my breakfast, which usually is not right when I wake up, I usually sit around for an hour first, do other things, you know. But for that time while I'm making my breakfast, I have the same breakfast every day because, you know, we humans are creatures of habit. And so I go in there to make my breakfast. And while I do that, I have a little playlist. I call it my morning playlist or my good morning playlist. And I tell my little robot person to play it. I'm not saying the name because she's in the room, but anyway, and I listen to this playlist. I shuffle, so I hear a couple different songs each day while I'm doing this. And while I do this, I dance around, and it's fun, and it changes my mood for the day. So that's really, really helpful. Oh, look at this! Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for the sticker. That's so sweet. I appreciate you very much. Michelle gave me a good job sticker. Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate you, especially with all my stumbling today. Anyway. Oh, breakfast. Okay. See, that was a pattern interrupt for me right there. I just got distracted. And in that moment, if I was feeling insecure or worried about the fact that I'm stumbling all over my words, you would think I would be better at live streaming since I used to do it all the time, but it's been a minute. Anyway, point being, the breakfast thing. When I do the breakfast thing, I make my breakfast. I have music on every day. Anytime I'm in my car, my kids can attest, I will sing. I will sing like I'm singing at a concert from the front seat. I will rap, I will do all the things, I do not care. Because not only is it good for, you know, getting that polyvagal situation handled, stimulating the vagus nerve, which also makes you feel better. That's a whole, see, I can't even, but it also helps me to just feel better in general. And it is very effective as a pattern interrupt and also for mindfulness. So like, if you can get in your car and you can sing some good music, you guys do it. If you can dance around in your kitchen in the morning, do it. It's kind of funny when my kids catch me doing it, but that's another story altogether. Yes, indeed. Oh, hey, Bonnie. Okay, here we go. Now I lost my place. Yeah, Chris says, loving the music for this. Yeah, Joe, my pleasure. Absolutely, my pleasure. Okay, here we go. Oh, you guys are doing some great, great ones here. So hello, Carpathia or Carpathia. I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong. I'm bad with pronunciation sometimes. Huffle Mom's talking about her self-soothing kit. That's pretty cool. Hey, Julie, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad Julie said she's off work today. Misfit says, I go sit in the sun and put my bare feet in the grass. It works. Absolutely. Lizbeth says, hey, Lizbeth, says, get tall. And I think you mean to, you know, straighten yourself out. And of course, there are very many power poses that are very effective as well. And maybe we can talk about those one day. Megan says, I recently reconnected with a friend and we bonded over shared traumas. I think we both could benefit from what I think is called distraction therapy. Let me try and find her other one. She said, what can you do if you don't have access to a car to do this? Any advice is welcome. Oh, for the singing or the distraction therapy. I'm not familiar with that term off the top of my head. So I may not be able to answer that, but I can tell you if you don't have a car for the music thing, I just dance in your kitchen or walk. Oh, that's another thing I like to do. Put the earbuds in and walk with the music. That's pretty much probably even more effective than driving in the car with it. Okay. Let's see. Oh, faster EFT. Okay. Peggy says, how do you balance pattern interrupt with the need for hypervigilance? Assume there is a life-saving need for the hyper. Okay. That's tough, right? Because here's the thing. Okay. Day brightening. Okay. Sorry. The thing about the life-saving need for the hypervigilance is, you know, when can you, I guess I would need to know more information about that. Because I think if you're literally in a life-threatening situation, you may need to be hypervigilant. But I think that if you are living in a constant state of hypervigilance, you're not going to be okay. Because that is it, adrenal fatigue at the very least will happen, and possibly a lot more painful, difficult situations. So I definitely would not in any way, shape, or form recommend living in that state. With that being said, I would think that you would need to find ways to feel safe, right? So if somebody's stalking you and you can't like move away or hide from them in some way, then I would go into making my home as safe as possible, cameras everywhere, you know, talking to neighbors, letting them know if they see someone near your home to please call the police. You know, they see someone sneaking around or trying to do anything weird, or to just call you so you can decide if you're calling the police. I think I need more information, Peggy. I don't want to give you incorrect information. That sounds pretty serious. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I'm getting down here to the, sorry guys. Yeah. Eternal vigilance, not hyperactive. I that's what Miss, oh wait, Christian Contemporary Misfit says, no hate songs. Oh, I agree. No love songs, no hate songs. The music that, yeah, Julie agrees that music can be so healing. And I think the thing about music for me is like my Good Morning playlist, it only has songs that I find to be empowering enough, uplifting, right? So it has like a lot of Lizzo. I love her. It has some older songs, you know, some Salt-N-Pepa and like some, you know, what is that? Blackstreet. And it has, did anybody know that hum I just did? And it has Meghan Trainor and, you know, just uplifting, happy songs, mostly empowering songs. It has some Bruno Mars, you know, the kind of music that for me does the trick. Everybody has different music, you know, that they like. A friend of mine that, you know, is still into the grunge stuff from the 90s. And I can't say that I don't love some of that too. I have a whole bunch of very, very variety, a wide variety of tastes. But I think it doesn't really matter what it is, as long as it feels good to you. You know what I mean? So yeah, I agree. And I personally prefer to avoid the love songs and the hate songs for the morning. Oh, I have one on there from Guns N' Roses. And it's so easy, which I don't know if you guys know that song, but it's a fun song. It's kind of a bad song. But you know, if I'm feeling a little sassy, it does the trick. I don't know. Or if I need to feel a little sassy, let's say. Yeah. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm interested in knowing about the destruction therapy thing. I'm going to research it after this is over because it doesn't sound great to me. But and with a car involving it, I think maybe you're saying, oh, I think I know what you're talking about, where you break things, right? And it helps and feels good. Yeah, there are places. There are actually in some of the cities, there are places where you can go in and literally break things for a fee. The other thing you could do, of course, is to, you know, create a safe space for yourself and, you know, like old jars or glasses or whatever, you know. I don't know. I can see the value in it if that's what you're talking about. Yeah. Now, Carpathia says, what if music is a trigger? Now, that's a valid question. And it is a trigger for some people, including myself at times. And what I do in that case, again, is I skip that. I create playlists that are curated to specific moods I want or specific situations. Now, of course, I have my thumbs up playlists, you know, the ones, all the songs I like in the world. But I also create like happy playlists. I have sad playlists. I have angry playlists because sometimes I need different music for different purposes, but it always helps. And so that would be my, if all music is a trigger, you know, then you don't want to use that, then maybe you want to do something like podcasts or, you know, even just like white noise or anything that will change your mind, but it doesn't have to be music if music isn't your thing. You see what I'm saying? It could be playing a video game. It could be anything. I've seen people carry around, I mean, now we all have our phones, right? But I've seen people carry around those little handheld video game things and just stop and play a video game when they need to. You know, some people don't understand it, but if it works for them, it works for them. Okay. Let's see. Oh, I didn't know you were on TikTok, Huffle Mom. You should send me your link. Okay. Joe said something about a walk, but I can't see his comment. Where'd it go? Here it goes. Oh, Joe says, I go on several short walks all throughout the day as a pattern interrupt period. At each session, I practice Eckhart Tolle present moment breaks. That is excellent. And I think this is another positive and healthy way to deal with your stress and your anxiety and anything else you have going on in recovery. It can help you to get out of a negative. See, here's my thing. The reason that I even found out about pattern interrupts was for myself, because originally when I was going through this stuff, I didn't really know what it was or what it had to do with. And so I just kind of figured it out as I went, did a lot of research, right? Very few people out there talking about it when I started to talk about it. And so the pattern interrupts for me were about those moments where I felt like I would rather die than feel like that. And I don't mean to be negative, but we all have had those moments where we just, you know, just even thinking about it, I have to stop talking about it. It's very upsetting. And so when you get to that place where you feel that weight on your chest, you can't breathe right, everything just feels terrible, and you would rather not be here than feel that, those are the moments that I started using pattern interrupts, because I was miserable and I couldn't stop. And so by using a pattern interrupt, I was able to sort of bring myself back into the moment and stop and recognize. And that's another thing. One of the first ones I ever used was gratitude, you know, and I would always think of 10 things I was grateful for and 3 things I loved about myself. I don't know if you guys recall me talking, those of you who have been around a while might recall me talking about that in streams before. What, you know, 10 and 3, where you do your 10 things you're grateful for and 3 things you love about yourself every day. And that's also an excellent pattern interrupt. Now, you may or may not have time to write it down in the moment. You certainly have time to stop and think about 10 things you're grateful for. And 99% of the time, when I would go through that list of things I was grateful for, and they would be different things each time, I would always come back feeling much better. And even if I didn't feel totally awesome, I at least didn't feel like I wanted to die anymore. You know what I mean? So it's a process, a difficult, painful process. Jackie says, I think I suffer from hypervigilance. I have also experienced that. And and found it to be miserable. It will affect you long-term. You've got to do anything you can to kind of move away from it. I've seen people be frozen before for like years because of hypervigilance developed after significant and severe abuse. The hypervigilance, it could be as simple as you have been on edge for however many years dealing with someone who might snap at you in any given moment, or it could be bigger than that. It could be you grew up with a physical abuser and then you moved into a relationship where, whether they were physically or just emotionally, not just, but abusive, then you would end up, you know, living in that state. And I've lived in that state and it is terrible. It is miserable and I hate it. And the reason that the reason that you walk away from things, relationships like this, is because they kill you. And I'm sorry for being so dramatic, but I'm not being dramatic. That's the thing, is that we know for sure that ongoing psychological abuse has lifelong effects on people. We also know that I believe, based on my long time interactions with this community, you guys and the people that came before you, some of you who weren't here back then, there is a larger, and I've done polls and research, and there's a larger percentage of people with things like fibromyalgia, chronic pain, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, we know that stress can affect our cardiovascular system and all of this other stuff. And so, yes, literally, even if the person doesn't physically hurt you, they could be physically shortening your life by continuing to psychologically abuse you. It's physically, mentally, and otherwise exhausting, and it takes a toll. And so I think it's especially important for us to use whatever tools we have at our disposal to maintain our calm and to maintain our ability to not be hypervigilant all the time. I'm a little anxious today, guys. I apologize for that. Let's see here. And Jack says also, Bonnie says, Bonnie, this is a good suggestion. I'll walk outside and to do some harvesting in my vegetable garden and water the flowers. Absolutely. Gardening in general is a really, sorry, my cat's walking on my desk and shaking my my computer. Gardening, anything with going outside is great. Putting your feet in the grass, as someone suggested earlier, great. Anything that, again, brings you back into your body, back into the moment. Because I think one of the worst things that we deal with as survivors is not living in the moment, because we're always either regretting the past or fearing the future, right? So it's, yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see. Megan says, I'm going to a secluded area. Just to scream break stuff and away from people who will stare at you and wonder what you're doing. Yeah, that's really smart. I can see the value in that kind of therapy. I really can. And I think, I mean, especially for us, right? Because so many of us have been silenced by narcissists in our lives, right? We've been put aside, we've been pushed over, ignored, and been forced to sort of keep it all inside. And I think that's why a lot of us do dissociate. I think that's why a lot of us do just go, like I do still today, when I feel super upset about something or anxious or whatever, I'll just go numb. And it's very difficult for me to express certain emotions to people who I don't feel safe with. Do you know what I mean? And I think a lot of us kind of live with that a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, hypervigilance is very, very normal for survivors. It is, and it makes a lot of sense. Hey, Refiner Morgan. Okay, wait, I'm gonna come back to your comment. I'm trying to, okay, let's see. Kelly, I'm trying to make sure I don't miss anybody's comments, guys. I'm sorry for being slow. Hey, Changing My Life. Welcome back. Welcome back. Here we go. Yes, Refiner Morgan, Guns N' Roses definitely have some good songs for Pattern Interrupt, if you like that kind of stuff. Megan says, yeah, in case her previous message, that's exactly it, but doing it in a secluded area away from people who stare at you and wonder if you're crazy. Okay. You could even, and I get that, you know, campsites maybe are even further away than that. Maybe if you have a friend who has I have a friend who has a farm who would probably be thrilled to let me go break some stuff. But I'm kind of past that. Yeah. Misfit says, sunshine on your face, nothing compares. That's the truth. Yes, yes. Own your sass, Julie. That's right. She says sassy is brave for survivors. I totally agree. I totally agree. Hufflemom says the only problem with a self-soothing kit is that you need to focus completely on the activity you choose from the kit to soothe yourself for it to be a pattern interrupter. That makes sense. And maybe that's okay, right? Maybe that's okay. Because the fact is that, you know, like right now, I guess I have a sort of, I have a little box full of different fidget toys. And one of my favorite things right now are those, these little balls that are all magnetized balls and they all stick together. It's really fun. And of course, I'm right now playing with this little fidget toy as we're talking, which is a little spinny thing. And it's also a, you know, has a little thing I can turn on the bottom. Anyway, just helps to hold something in my hand sometimes. Yeah. Okay, I'm just trying. I feel like I've missed some comments. Oh, Melissa says, cute teacups slammed against an outside wall with a waistband to catch the mess are great for therapy. Yes. Yes, Melissa, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, Shelly says, this is not cool to have to deal with. What are we talking about? Years before I figured it out. And then once you do, it's making a new life. Yeah, no, it's not cool at all. Not cool at all. Let's see. Yeah, oh, the walls are so thin. You know, depending on where you live, Megan, there are tons of, you know, I would think about either a campsite or, like I said, someone's farm. Here, you could go out in your garage or whatever too. I don't know your situation, but okay, let me get focused. All right. Changing my life. Okay. Oh, Jack likes the idea of that using a camera to throw, that's a throwing paint against a canvas, definitely helpful. Okay. Chris says, Sia is my go-to for the empowering songs, Unstoppable and Greatest, the Greatest, right on. Goddess Ruiz, love the name. Hello, hello, fancy meeting you here. let's see. And Refiner Morgan said, okay, we got that. Melissa, maybe just watching it when needed would help. Yeah, that's a good idea for the destruction video. Let's see. Yep, yep, yep. Okay, hey, Charlotte. Misfit says, idle hands belong to you know who, so keep busy, constructive, and creative. Never hurts. Never hurts. Sakimi, hello. I'm sorry if I said your name wrong. Sakimi says, I'm so happy to find your channel. It relates so much. My current partner promises to do better and does for a while, but then falls back into the same habits. Is this a narcissistic behavior? It certainly can be. There are a lot of other behaviors that you'll want to look for. That could also be an ADHD behavior or any other not neurotypical type behavior. But if it is combined with a lack of empathy that it's demonstrated to you anytime, you know, if the empathy is only shown as a way to keep you around, well, then it's certainly, oh, hi, Kirk. Thank you so much for the sticker. I just saw that. I'm so sorry for not saying it sooner. Hello and thank you. I appreciate you. That's a cute little hippo. okay. Other things you want to watch for, though, especially the empathy, the grandiosity. If he behaves in a way, or he or she behaves in a way that shows you that they don't care how you feel, more often than not, or if they have not shown you that they care how you feel when it doesn't benefit them to do so, well, then that's more likely a narcissist, because that certainly, narcissists are not known to change. I mean, I do believe it's possible. I believe if they would have, you know, maybe a profound experience and they would go through therapy and address their core wounds and figure all that stuff out, and they wanted to change, it's possible. Most of them only temporarily, like you mentioned, temporarily change and then come back around as themselves as soon as they realize they've got their hooks back into you. So yeah, it can definitely be narcissistic. Yes, Julie, I agree. Walking, in fact, I cannot be like, I don't do well sitting and meditating. I just don't, it's not my nature. And so that's actually how I meditate. I put on the headphones and I go, I walk, even if it's just in circles. I just have to get, I just have to get myself physically moving in order to clear my head. It helps. Thank you, Bonnie. go fishing for that bass. I like the bass. Yes, I do. I'm all about that bass. Okay, I'll stop. All right. Jack says the Buddhist walk masters can walk through a crowd like it wasn't even there. Walking meditation is a Buddhist practice. That's true. That's true. Yes, Misfit says, try new things, test those zones. I like it. I like it a lot. Okay. Melissa says, I want to trance like a greyhound. Greyhound, trancing dogs, get it? Catharsis sessions for the win. You know what? I don't know. I'm not a trancing dog, apparently, but but I do know this. I know if you're talking about like dancing, oh my goodness. Yes. 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 Julie says, Angie was one of my first online narcissist abuse counselors. She helped me a lot on my healing journey. Thank you. And thank you for your patience with me today. I'm a little scattery. I didn't know I was doing this by myself. And so I wasn't fully prepared to do that. But here we are. I hope I'm doing okay. Let's see here. Kathy. Hello, Kathy. She says, my dislikes are certain types of country music. That was all he would listen to. Yes, I feel that. I'm not a huge fan of most country music, but I do like some. I was just thinking about that song. I did a TikTok the other day in response to somebody who said they had gotten out and they were safe and everything. And so that one song where they say, let freedom ring, that song, it's great. Totally fit. Okay, Misfit says, not gonna go bungee jumping, but kudos to those who do. Know thy limits. I've really thought about bungee jumping, but at this point, I think I'm too old. But I do kind of like the idea. I'm just afraid I'd break my neck. Let's be honest. Or my ankles would just come right off. I don't know. Oh my goodness. Jack says, Angie has said narcissists are capable of behavior modification. Yeah, I said, thank you, Jack. Thank you. That's true. let's see. Yes. Peggy says, I'm rarely frozen in hypervigilance. Sure, once in a while. Now that's the thing about hypervigilance is that it is not a freezing thing. Typically, it is always on edge. And if you spend your whole life on edge, y'all, you're going to have that whole adrenal fatigue thing. And that leads to so many other problems. You know, do some research on that adrenal fatigue. If you guys want me to do a video on it, I will. Chris says, I believe that too. And I wish I knew what you were talking about, honey. Because I get behind in the chat. I'm so sorry for that. Yes, Huffle Mom. Very good. Very good. Huffle Mom is doing her gratitudes. I appreciate that. Jack says, I wasn't told of the high level results the masters can achieve, but it's very, I don't even flow like water. Okay. My DV counselor said he went to Tibet and saw it in action. I can totally see that. And I find I have a lot of respect for the Buddhist philosophies. I find a lot of them very comforting as well. I am not quite Zen enough to be there, but I respect that. And I probably use some of the practices myself. Today, I feel a little high strung. Probably need to calm myself down. Misfit says country music is probably the most triggering of all. It is an industry of the wife left the pickup truck got stolen. The rabbit died and I lost that farm. I have this personal, sorry for laughing, but that's true. I grew up in a small town, and in the small town that I lived in, everybody was the same except me, I thought. Turns out it wasn't that crazy that I was different than everybody a lot of them listen to country music. And even though I today as an adult appreciate having grown up in that town, I sort of needed to be different in every way possible. And so I think I never gave country music a fighting chance. I completely rejected all things country for many years, which is kind of funny. Yes, Bonnie says, I will not be jumping out of airplanes, but I admire those who do. Same, girl, same. Peggy says, mostly I'm fighting it. I'm a warrior. Okay, I love that about you. And I think we all have a little bit of a warrior spirit. I like to think of it differently for me. I find I prefer to flow instead of fight. And I know I've talked about this before, but basically for me personally, and I'm not saying that, you know, being a warrior is not a beautiful thing. It's absolutely a beautiful thing. And if I need to be a warrior girl, you know, I will. Okay. But personally, I do my very best to stay in the flow state instead of the fight state. And so I try to tune into my environment, tune into the, you know, universe or God or whatever you want to call it, and flow with what feels right in the moment. And by doing that, I try to stay positive. I try to stay focused on what I want, not what I don't want, what I can control, not what I can't control. And I flow in my cat. He's such a jerk. I flow in such a way that I feel better in general. So I find that to be very helpful for me. But I also, sometimes I need the warrior spirit too. Anytime I take a test, for example, if I am, this guy's shaking my camera. Anytime I take a test, if I am, you know, if whether it's a test for, you know, I'm going to, like, back when I was in my early 20s, I had to take written tests to get raises, you know, to make sure I knew my stuff. And I, of course, I knew my stuff, right? But yeah, so anytime I have to take a test, this cat, okay, he's just being very disrespectful right now, trying to rub up on my computer and my microphone. He's trying to tell me something. Okay. He says he's giving me his own personal pattern interrupts. Okay. This is not working for me today. Hold on. Come on. Oh, okay. Still here. Okay. So now I'm totally distracted. I have no idea what I was talking about. Okay. Warriors. We're just going to move. Oh, and the other time I've had, like when, for example, when I had to go into contact with my mother before I even knew what narcissism really was, I, you know, went instinctively no contact. And the reason I did that was because she did some bad stuff. You can read that story at queenbee.com if you're interested, if you don't know it already. Okay, Refiner Morgan says, as a driver, I use my hypervigilance to protect myself in questionable areas and situations. I see strange behavior from others before they are close to me, or before they are close enough to harm me, but I don't let hypervigilance rule my life. See, that is smart. And I think I do some of that as well. I definitely, you know, they teach defensive driving for a reason, you know? And certainly when you are in an unfamiliar area, when you are in a place that's a little scary or a little dangerous, I mean, you almost need to be hypervigilant, right? At that time, yeah. Okay, let's see. Thank you for understanding, Sakimi. I appreciate you. Jack says the locals hated the monks and he saw a guy run at a monk. The monk sidestepped him so the man hit a statue. He said the monk claimed the man hurt himself. Well, that's true though, right? yeah, okay, changing my life says, I feel like you're describing yin. It's more that maternal energy, like animal mothers protecting their young, but they're gently and nurturing. Yeah, no, that's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah, I definitely probably have a lot of that mother energy. I am a mother. And I also reparented myself, which I know a lot of you guys have done as well. And I think that has been, I mean, I don't think, I know for sure that has been tremendously helpful in my healing. Yes, Frank, I'm absolutely a cat person. Does that shock you at all? I love cats. They're the best. Bonnie says her cats give her pattern interrupt whenever they're hungry. Yeah, I'm sure this guy's hungry. He's a little tubby. This one's my son. The one that was just up here just now rubbing on the microphone, that's my son's cat. So disrespectful. All right. He has his own TikTok, by the way. Anyway, I'm trying to see Melissa, what Melissa said. I missed it. Okay. Oh, adrenal fatigue video. Yes, I will. Thank you, Jack, for reminding me on putting that on our list for me. Oh, Classy Conversations with Rhonda. What a great name. Thank you. She says, loving me and knowing my worth after leaving a year ago. Thank you. I am now in my power and at peace. He wanted back in and I said, no, you helped me so much. Can we all just give her a round of applause? Okay. Because that's beautiful. And I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much, Classy. Rhonda, Classy Rhonda. Okay. I like that name. All right. Let's see here. Let's see. Thank you, Peggy, for your encouragement. I appreciate you so much. Hey, Karen Lukowitz. I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong. Hello. Hello. I'm happy to see you here today. Oh, Rhonda says, I learned so much from you. I left my narcissist 1 year ago after off and on again for 14 years. I knew things were off and wrong, but I found on the 14th year, he was a player and a narcissist. And I walked away forever. Good, good, good. Oh, Bonnie, this is good. Bonnie says a good pattern interrupt, if you can play an instrument, do it, or write songs or even poems. Totally agree. I used to play a lot of instruments back in the day. I was that kid that could learn the instruments quickly. And so they put me in, I started off on clarinet for several years, and then they needed a French horn player and they taught me how to play that. So I played that for a while. And then of course the mellophone goes with that. If you're a band geek, you know. And then I learned percussion. And of course I played the alto clarinet at one point and several other instruments. It's super fun. I mean, anyway, my point is that last year I bought another clarinet because that's the only one I remember how to play. And my son and I, my son's a tuba player, so he's into all of it. Anyway, yes, Misfit says, turn off the news. Ain't that the truth? I only keep up on as much news as Philip DeFranco tells me, unless it's an absolute emergency. Yeah, okay. Frank says, my romantic relationship has prepared me for the narcissistic. I can't even talk about politics, y'all. I gotta steer clear of it. Yes. Misfit says they will show you how little they care about you. All you have to do is watch, and that's the damn truth about narcissists. Peggy says, that's the thing. I can't do that. Wait, without feeling like I'm putting my head in the sand, I have to stay informed, especially keeping my eye on the enemy. So I totally get that, Peggy. And you know, I am fine with putting my head in the sand sometimes about certain things. And again, I just want to reiterate my criteria. Can I control it? Do I have any ability to do anything to protect myself or control it in any way, shape, or form? If the answer is no, I don't need to know necessarily. I mean, I need to know if it's a big deal, but I don't feel like I need to know every political thing or every small decision or every, you know, I need to know the big stuff and I need to know what affects me directly. And if I can't control it, I'm not going to dwell on it. You know, I'll prepare for it if I can, I'll do what I can, but I'm not going to. I know people who live their lives glued to the news and they're not happy people. So but that's just a personal thing that, you know, if the news works for you, if you need the news, it's something that you're into. Don't think I'm telling you not to watch it. Like, I totally support it, but watch it like a soap opera. No, watch it however you want. I'm not telling you how to live your life. Because I understand the need to be informed. And you would think that I would currently have more of a need to be informed since I am a former journalist. But journalism is not what it used to be, y'all. It is not what it used to be. So, okay. Thank you for your support, everybody. Okay, we have IPMO, and I'm probably saying that wrong. It says, I use putty. It works because you can squeeze it really hard. Yes, absolutely. Putty is great. One of these, in fact, I'm just going to show it to you really quick. Hold on. Hold on a second. Okay. Okay. So this right here, this is kind of like putty, but it's made of little tiny magnets. I love it so much. And you can do like all these little sculptures. I'm not going to be able to do them all with you right now, but you know, you can pull it out in pieces and I don't know if you can see that. But anyway, these things. And I've got some in different, you know, silver, different sizes, all these different ones. I love these things. This is better for putty than putty for me because you can, of course, take it all the way off, make it into a ball or whatever. And, you know, just do a lot of little things with it. It's just really fun and really a nice, peaceful little way to do things. So anyway, yeah, I like that too. Bungee jumping is horrible on your back and neck from a former ear. Right? That's what I thought. That's why I'm not going to do it. I'm too old. Oh my goodness. Okay. Yes, the adrenal fatigue video. We will do. Hollywood has been using gaslighting since the 30s. Yeah, I think that they wrote that play in the 30s. Right? Or I know there was a movie in 41 and it was a screenplay before, not a screenplay, but a stage play before that. Gaslighting, that's where the term came from. Yeah, Frank, you're probably right. And it's probably been worse than that because I know that they were pretty terrible to Marilyn Monroe and all of the other little starlets at the time. And we don't even go into Hollywood because there's a whole industry of yucky narcissistic crap over there. That's why I don't live there. Well, one of the many reasons, y'all. Let's see, I absolutely... Oh yeah, Bonnie's into the adrenal fatigue video as well. Yeah, Jack, the stress balls, various textures, yep. Frank, those CIA experiments are fascinating to me. I have looked into those quite a bit, and I find it fascinating and horrible what they've done to people. Yeah. Bonnie, oh, that's a great one. Used to do some ceramics, maybe join a class or something. Actually, hey Mystique, actually there is, in my town right now, there's a little art studio and I'm thinking about taking a class there this Saturday, just for fun. Yes, let's see. The way of the peaceful warrior. Yeah, that's kind of how I roll, I guess. Except I try not to, you know, again, I'm just trying to, I try to vibe. I have the warrior spirit if I need it, but I tuck it away when I don't. You know, it keeps me calmer. Jennifer, hey, Jennifer, says, do you feel narcissism can stem from a part of the brain not being developed early on in life due to severe abuse as a child? Yes. In fact, I believe personally that attachment theory is legit. I think there is a huge case to be made for people who are not properly attached as infants. And I think it can be as short as a couple of weeks that, you know, that or less. You know, they say that first few hours is important even. And so, you know, yeah, I absolutely think that. Yes. And you know, this could be a severe abuse. It could even just be neglect. It could be that they're taking care of your physical needs, but they're not talking to you when you're a tiny baby. I mean, I know one person who has RAD, which is reactive attachment disorder, because their parent was, I mean, they were fed and clothed and they had things. I mean, you know, diapers and food for the most part. Pretty sure they had baths occasionally, but they were not cared for. They were not spoken to. They could not speak at a rather late age because they didn't even, they almost just kind of lost themselves. They're doing better today, but it's, yeah. Peggy says, I do my own research and verification. I probably spend most of my time in research. Yeah, Peggy, I find that research is very therapeutic for me as well. I think a lot of us, you know, I tend to notice that people who end up with narcissists tend to be very intelligent and relatively attractive. I mean, I'm not saying I'm attractive, but I was once. and I think narcissists don't pick people who are losers. And I know that sounds funny to say that, but I think they're, you know, they're trying to sort of absorb some of what you are into themselves. You know, a lot of them don't even really have personalities. So, and if they do, they're just an amalgamation of everyone else they know, or a few of the people they know and admire. Now, Peggy says, Hufflemom says, here's an important thing to remember about abusers. You don't have to be grateful to them for making you stronger. You're not stronger because of them, you're stronger in spite of them. And that's the truth. Absolutely the truth. And I do not recommend gratitude for an abuser. I would say gratitude for your strength that you developed, as Hufflemom so rightly points out, in spite of them. You know, they're not doing any favors for you, traumatizing you the way they are. You don't owe them gratitude. You don't. Frank says, can you imagine what we will learn of their mental manipulation in 20 years? Yeah. Yes, I can. A lot of things. I personally spent more than 20 years being manipulated by narcissists. So I can absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Poppet toys. Oh yeah, those are good too, those Poppet toys. Popping bubble wrap, also helpful, yes. Yes. Let's see. Mystique in the house. Chris says, he would like this to be about him, please. He really would. He would like everything to be about him. You know, cats are narcissists on some level. I really think so. But at least they're fuzzy and give back a little bit sometimes. I don't know. Dealing with doctor phone calls. Oh boy, how fun. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be in the DSM-10, Frank. Oh my goodness. Karen says, it's like we had appointments. Maybe I was selfish. What am I missing with Karen? Karen. Where are you at? I'm sorry. I think I'm missing some of your stuff, Karen. I'll try to come back later and read through the chat and find what I'm missing. Okay. Bonnie says, my cats can be already do that one. Okay. I knew you were. Okay, I'm trying to, I lost my place in chat, so I'm just going to jump in where I am here. Tubas are so in the background of ensembles that to attend an event where they are more front and center, it's quite an experience. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I like the block party idea. See, this is, hey, Ted Berry. This is the problem with, community. I like community ed classes. Hello, CR. thank you, Frank. the problem with community ed classes and block parties and things like that is that people who live in these smaller towns don't always have access to those sorts of things. I found out recently with a client, she was looking for people, because she'd been kind of isolated by her narcissist into a new area. And then of course they split up and she was looking for, fellow females to hang out with and do stuff with. And, one of my clients in California had tried Bumble and found it to be quite effective in finding some friends. And so I suggested Bumble, it's like Bumble BFF. And this lady, there was nobody because the only people who were on the app were several hours away, which was completely unhelpful to her because she could just go back to her other town if that was the case. So, yeah. So my point is, people in a smaller town are going to have a little more trouble sometimes finding activities and things. But I know if you're in a church, that kind of stuff, there's stuff like that. There's committees you can join. It just depends on the town and the people in the town and how active they are, really. But I've definitely found that there are some towns that have stuff, but you're not always so lucky with the apps and like the, what's the other thing that we always talk about? Meetup.com, same deal. Okay. Okay. Yeah, my son is the tuba player. Octuba. Oh, that's really cool. I'll definitely do that, Jack. Angiogram, Monique says. Hello. Yeah, he's a really excellent tuba player and he's talking about being a band director when he gets, when he gets out of school. He's a senior this year and always goes to the state competitions and it's hard to play the tuba, y'all. It's hard. Anyway. Kilts are a nice accompaniment. Indeed. Okay. Let's see. Jax. Oh yeah. Misfit says, I know the Celts were rattling the Germans in the big one of the pipe and drum. That's kind of funny. Those kooky Celts. Yeah. My grandma on one side is Irish. So I guess I do a little bit. Bonnie says, I brought my dog to the block party. She's so sweet and petty. Yeah, that's awesome. Fife and drum is all me, America. I'm loving it. Okay, guys. This looks like a fun conversation. All right, guys. I think I'm going to get ready to wrap up here. But here's what we're going to do. On Friday, we're going to be back again for a live stream with Lise. I'm not sure what's going on with Dana exactly. I know she's going through some things. And so I think she's maybe traveling. We'll update you when we know more. She was supposed to be back this week, but was unable to make it. So we will update you when we know more. Yeah, Bonnie, I think meetup.com would be really good for you. I love that we have so many band geeks in here, you guys. I'm loving it. Okay. I'm into it. And I say that with love because as I explained previously, I am also a band geek. Or at least I was, I'm not anymore. Now a big geek mom, whatever, same thing, not really. Okay, I think I've had enough. Oh yeah, turkey legs and tofurkey legs. Okay guys, I'm out, I'll see you later. Have a lovely, no, Misfit, you're totally fine. I'm just space, it's too hard for me to stay focused today. I'm all over the place. Love you, Chris. Okay guys, I'm gonna go. I will talk to you guys Friday and I will also post some additional, oh yeah, I like the self-dating thing. Additional videos. Please feel free to stay as long as YouTube allows you to stay. I think Hufflemom will throw some reminders in the chat for those who are just joining us for getting connected with us next time. Yeah, that sounds good. All right, guys, I'm outie. Good. Have a good Tuesday. I'll see you Friday and I'll probably try to get you a couple more videos out this week as well. If you're not already with me, go over on TikTok. I'm at Coach Angie Atkinson over there as well. See you soon.